If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
The talent for so many players today, the talent in the spotlight, it's taking them to heights that their character's not strong enough to support.
I'm one of those set goals achievements.
I talked about faith, passion, obviously the drive with the guys that I've been around and the guys that surround me every single day.
If I want to be one of the best, I've got to play with and against the best.
Okay, so that which gets praised gets repeated.
You're listening to the Hardwood Hustle, brought to you by PGC Basketball.
Players, thank you for tuning in. You're listening to the Hardwood Hustle. Special thanks to our friends over at PGC Basketball, Team Snap, Shot Tracker, and Lead 'Em Up of all their support of the Hardwood Hustle. TJ and I are out here in LA at the PGC Glazier Coaching Clinic. But players, we've got a message for you. And today's episode is themed, it's somewhere in the middle. It's somewhere in the middle. And TJ, kind of the inspiration behind this, I got to be honest with you. I spent a lot of time, as I've mentioned many times on the show, with high school athletes specifically. And I tell you, after big wins, they think the championship has been won. Right? After tough losses, they think the season is over. Their highs are high, their lows are lows. It's an emotional roller coaster, 1 week to the next. And I think there's a message that needs to be communicated that the reality is that you're somewhere in the middle. It's not quite as good. So that game you think you all dominated, it probably wasn't as good as of a performance as you may think. That game where you feel like you all didn't show up and didn't put your best effort, it probably wasn't as bad as what you think. Life probably is living somewhere in the middle, and we need that reality check because it messes with our emotions. When we allow our emotions to go up and down, it becomes exhausting and draining.
Yeah, you're right. But here's the other thing about it. Like, players, we don't want you to lose your passion and your energy. And the one thing that I found really hard in my own playing career is, like, I knew that I needed to be even keel. I knew that I needed to stay focused and on target. But at the same time, the one thing that was hard about that is I poured my heart and soul into it. So when we lost, you know, I felt this sense of down, and you know, and it was hard for me to get to the middle, that middle place. So you have to be very conscious of it as a player. You have to be very aware of the fact that it's a long season. I got to keep getting better. I got to keep striving to be the best version of me so that I can help the team as much as I possibly can. And when you think about that, when you think in terms of being the best version of yourself to be able to make that happen, you're going to have a level head. Because if you're way too high or way too low, your decision-making is skewed.
It is. And I tell you, sometimes your growth gets prohibited because you're down, right? Like, let's say you lose on a Saturday and you've got to get back in the gym on Monday. It almost takes you like a day or two to get your spirit back up to the point where you're performing at a high level because you're still down about the loss.
Yeah.
Like, that's unhealthy, right? Yeah. Because now you've wasted time. You haven't been as intentional. On the same flip side, you know, maybe there's some complacency that builds in your mind when you think that win that we just did, it was a big game. We dominated. Man, I feel great. And, like, this team, that's a great feeling and an important to have, right? You should be excited. But if it allows it to creep into your mind that maybe I don't need to prepare as much, maybe I can be a little bit more relaxed and loose in practice, then all of a sudden you're now setting yourself up for failure rather than allowing that big win to leverage into more success down the line.
Yeah, you know, here, players, if you could do this, I mean, if you could go in with this approach, like when you lose a game, you should be highly determined because you just got feedback that you're not good enough. Your team's not good enough, right? That's instant feedback. Now, what that can't be is a discouragement. It has to be something that you turn into determination. You know how you get back in the gym as quickly as you possibly can so that you can get to working. And at the end of the day, who knows, maybe your team will never be good enough. But that's not losing. Losing is not working to be the best team that you can be. And whenever you give in to that, whenever you give in to those down feelings, you're giving up. You're giving to a place of, like, we can't do it. Like, at the end of the season, all you want to do is be able to take your shirt off and say, I gave everything that I had, you know? Lay the jersey on the ground and say, I gave everything that I had. So that requires you to show up with determination after a loss. Now, the key to really good players is showing up like you lost every time. So when you win, show up like you lost. Show up determined. You can't ride that emotional roller coaster of we won, we're good, we lost, we're bad. You got to show up determined every day.
Here's a helpful tip and something that I've done at times. When you lose, ask yourself after the question or after the game, what are three things we can learn from? Like, what are three things that we can take from this game and learn and grow from? I say that because that will help you transition from that state of, like, we lost to an action-oriented mindset. Okay, yes, we lost. Now, what are three things I can learn from? Boom. Okay, A, B, C. Perfect. Let's go get it. Right? So it kind of propels you from the loss moving forward. The same thing on after a win. What are three challenges? Yes, we won, but where were we challenged the most in that game? What are three challenges that if we weren't fully on point, we probably could have been exposed? So it allows you to take that win, but then recognize, yes, we won, but there were some elements in that win that challenged us, and maybe we need to get better. Because we came out on top, but it wasn't easy. We really had to struggle in this area, in this area, in this area, and let's not be in a position where we struggle in those areas. Let's dominate in those areas. What are the three challenges that you can examine from a win and say, these three challenges are going to be the identifiers of what we need to work on next time out?
Yeah. Evaluated experience is really important, right? So players, it's not experience. You don't lose a game and learn. You don't win a game and learn. You learn when you do what Adam just said. You evaluate it. And it's a good way to evaluate it. But at the end of the day, I think really good teams go in, and when they win a game, they don't focus on what they did well. They say, well, okay, we did that well, but here's where we can get better. They're always in search of getting better. And when they lose, you know, the same thing. And now I think this is different for coaches, and we'll talk about that in another episode, like what your approach to that is. But players have got to stay locked into evaluating their experience. Like you're constantly climbing the hill. Now, occasionally, you're going to slip and fall. You got to get back up and climb again. But you cannot stop pursuing climbing the hill, and you can't do that unless you're learning how to take the next step.
I was just going to say, it requires some traits, though, from our players, right? They need to have a sense of humility, mm-hmm. right? So when they do win, are they humble enough to evaluate that, or do they think they are just, they're it? Like, do they think they're on fire, right? We're eating today, coach.
Yeah.
All right, nobody can stop us. Is there humility within you that allows you to grow? Second thing is growth, right? Or do you have a growth mindset? That is so critical, because if you don't have a growth mindset, it's going to be very difficult for you to stop, evaluate, try to put a plan together to grow. If that's not the way your mind is. So, you know, maybe an episode like this is what's challenging you and asking you as a player, do you have a growth mindset? Do you take the losses and sit down and say, okay, strategically, I need to get better here, here, and here. Here's three things I learned this past game. I need to improve. Are you a growth mindset player that after a win, you say, yes, we won, but man, we were challenged here, here, and here. And if we don't get better in those three, they'll probably expose us when competition gets even more severe later in the season. We've got to get better. You've got to have a growth mindset. You've got to have some elements of humility to get to the point of self-awareness. And self-awareness is key for self-growth.
Yeah. If I was to paint a picture for players, like players, before it even gets started, you have to determine what mission you're on. You know, like, what mission am I on individually as a player? Like, how good do I want to be? And what's the mission of the team? You know, where are we headed? What direction? Then you have to come to the realization that on any mission, it's never going to go easy, smooth, as planned. You know, I think the Navy SEALs say, you know, all great plans don't survive first contact. So you might have the perfect plan to get where you want to get as a player and where your team needs to get, but all of a sudden something happens, and, you know, this player gets injured, and you're not doing as well, and they play a boxing one on so-and-so, and there's a whole bunch of things are going to go wrong. But what can't change is the mission. And you can't go every time I get knocked down, not get back up and stay on the mission. And every time things go well, lose track of the mission. Like, you got to be mission oriented if you're going to get to the top.
I absolutely love that. And TJ, just for the players listening, speaking of mission oriented people, we are surrounded right now by coaches with a mission oriented mindset. Players, we're sitting here at a clinic in LA all weekend long. Coaches are sitting here paying money to attend so they can grow, because they've got a mission, and they are mission oriented to impact players and to grow their programs and grow their teams. That's, I bring that up just because of the mindset.
Yeah,
that's the mindset that's needed.
You know, and one of the worst indicators, one of the things that can throw you off track any more than anything from the mission, is paying attention to wins and losses. That's going to get you off the mission faster than anything. And it doesn't matter whether it gets you off good or whether it gets you off bad.
Quickly, why do you say that?
Well, because at the end of the day, like the same thing we're talking about. You're usually not as good as your win, and you're usually not as bad as your loss. And but oftentimes we can believe we're as bad as our loss, and we get off track and our team gets off track because we can't get out of that hole. We can also go have a big win and forget what we did to get that win and just focus on the fact of winning, the euphoria of the win. At the end of the day, if you're gonna be consistent, you're gonna be a consistent winner. You can't get too high and you can't get too low. You gotta stay in that sweet spot as much as possible.
Players, we hope this was helpful for you. Listen, I am Adam, he is TJ. Together we are the Hardwood Hustle. Please share this with your teammates, as we'd love to spread the word about the hustle. And hopefully if it impacted you, there's a good chance it impacts one of them as well. So appreciate you listening. I'm Adam, he's TJ. Together we're the Hardwood Hustle. Till next time,
we're out.